Welcome to Finding God's Grace with Catholic storyteller, author, and Hall of Fame broadcaster Tony Agnese. Join Tony and his guests as they share experiences of God's extraordinary grace in their lives. Now, here's your host, Tony Agnese.
Hi, this is Tony Agnese, and welcome to this edition of Finding God's Grace. We've got a great program for you today. We'll begin with Dr. Manny and Carrie Santos from Can We Cana and their website, canwecana.blogspot.com. We're going to be talking about marriage preparation. You know, we spend a great deal of time planning weddings, all of the various aspects of weddings, from the band to the food, to the cake, to the catering, to the dress. But do we spend enough time on prepping for marriage? That's the discussion we'll have with Manny and Carrie Santos. And then I'll have commentary about marriage called All About Commitment. In the second half of the show, we'll be talking with Richard Nye. Richard is president and co-founder of Veritas Christi Catholic High School, the country's first high school for students with special needs. Veritas Christi High School will be opening this summer in Ann Arbor, Michigan, and drawing people from all over Michigan, Ohio, and Indiana. It's a great idea, and we'll talk about it with its founder and president, Richard Nye. And I'll be giving commentary on love without truth and truth without love on this edition of Finding God's Grace. Dr. Manny Santos is a psychiatrist, a successful one who has been working with couples in their relationships for over 15 years. And Carrie, his wife, was a successful attorney for over 10 years who chose to become a full-time stay-at-home mom to their children. They have a marriage ministry, a pre-Cana instruction, and they manage a website, Can We Cana, which I am a subscriber to. And if that isn't enough, they're also writing a book to be released later this year, early next year. Manny and Carrie, welcome. It's great to have you on Finding God's Grace.
Thank you.
Happy to be here.
Manny, you know, if you look at the statistics for marriage, they're not very good. You know, we hear reports that one in out of every two marriages ends in divorce, that people that second marriages have an even worse track record. Is a part of that marriage preparation? Do you find in your practice that people sometimes are just totally unprepared to enter into marriage?
I think absolutely. A good part of that is lack of marriage preparation, and you know, this has been going on for quite a while, and you know, at least in my experience, the pre-Cana that's offered is not only very poor, but like the joke says, you know, the food stinks, and there's so little of it. You know, there's, you know, that it's a day, perhaps, you know, and something that many couples go into thinking, you know, I need to check this box off before we get married, and that's unfortunate because you know, it really reflects poorly on what we're doing as a church, and it reflects and it shows later on in the results. So yeah, I think preparation is one of the major factors.
I have seen in a number of occasions, and you mentioned kind of checking off the box that, well, I've got to get my birth certificate, my baptismal certificate. Oh, and we've got to do a Saturday in January, this thing called pre-Cana.
Right.
And that just doesn't seem to be enough, or at least if the statistics are true, it doesn't seem to be enough. Well, let's
People spend more time preparing for the wedding reception, I think, than they spend preparing for the marriage itself. And of course, the marriage ideally lasts much longer than just that single day or just that honeymoon period.
You know, Carrie, you mentioned that, and we're kind of inundated with the Hollywood image of marriage, you know, big, expensive weddings, extravagant receptions. And there just seems to be very little talk about commitment that's involved in that. This Hollywood image that we have of marriage, do you think that's a contributing factor to this lack of success in marriages lasting longer than just a few years?
Well, a lot of the happily ever after images end on the wedding day, and you never see what happens afterwards. You don't see the ups and the downs that normally occur throughout a couple's lifetime. Life isn't happily ever after. You're not happy every day of your life, and to assume that you're going to be happy every day in your marriage is really a recipe for disaster. It's a struggle. Life is a struggle. Marriage is a struggle, but it's a struggle that you take part in together. And it's a great adventure, really. And it's something that people don't have that conception of it. And that is quite damaging.
You know, as Catholics, we believe that it's a lifelong sacramental commitment. My wife and I were at an out-of-town wedding this past summer, and I didn't know the groom at all, and I had an opportunity to spend a minute with him, and I wished him well and said, I hope to have a long and happy marriage. And he said something to me that just stopped me dead in my tracks. He says, well, if it doesn't work out, we can always get divorced. And 6 months later, they were. And that just doesn't seem to me to be the right mindset of entering into marriage.
It really isn't, and in fact, that may in fact give grounds for annulment if someone is entering into a marriage and they don't even believe that it's a forever commitment. That's not sacramental. That's not a sacramental view of marriage. That's not what the church teaches, and it's not what she offers. And that's why preparation is so important, that people know ahead of time what it is that they're getting into. What are you saying I do to? Many people just have no idea.
Manny and Carrie Santos are my guests. Tell me a little bit about yourselves. Obviously, with a ministry of pre-Cana, tell a little bit about how you met and how you came to want to work with young couples and help them strengthen their marriages.
Let's see. We actually met through a mutual friend when I was a resident in psychiatry in New York at NYU, and I ran into Carrie, and my friend had gone to college with her, and it was actually in hindsight kind of funny, because he told me that she was very nice, but she wasn't my type. and I sort of filed that in the back of my head. I saw her again 2 years later at the same friend's party, where he was announcing the woman that he was going to marry, who was my cousin, actually. I had introduced them, and I approached her because I said, wow, there she is again. I have to talk to her. There she is again. And we started talking, and 2 months later, she went off to Japan for 6 months, and we really got to know each other sort of through email. She was in Japan, I was in New York, and our romance evolved basically through talking through email, so it was sort of like a slow, kind of a slow, gentle progression, which I think is a nice segue into maybe how marriage prep can slowly progress and show people introduce them or initiate them into what marriage what marriage can be.
Kind of a work of art in progress, huh?
That's very nice.
And we do
nicely
it.
Said.
And Carrie, so we've got that side. Were you his type?
Actually, I think when we first met, not that much, because I was a New York City litigator. I worked all the time. It was my top priority. Worked hard, played hard, and family was not really high on my priority list. I did want to get married at some point, and I did go to church. I was at that point an Episcopalian. I was not even a Catholic, but But it just wasn't very high on my priority list. I was a liberal and he was a conservative, and we had very different views on many things. And so a lot of the conversations that we had were a lot of philosophical arguments, really, with his explaining to me his position, the church's position. And and throughout the course of our courtship, actually, I fell in love with the Catholic Church as well, and wound up being accepted into the Catholic Church on the same day as our engagement party. So it was a life-changing encounter, for sure.
Was there a particular event or a particular time or a particular moment that you knew?
That he was the one?
That he was the one.
Well, I may be revealing a little too much of myself here, but I do remember a particular conversation where he kept asking me very pointed questions, and I lost my temper, and I kicked a piece of furniture across the room.
Wow.
Actually. And I said, every day that you don't propose to me, I know that you don't love me. And he said, I'm so sorry. And I had no idea that even at that moment, he was saving up to buy me the engagement ring. So that was pretty incredible.
Now
you were both very
successful business people. Manny with your practice and Carrie with your legal career. Time famine is a topic that we talk about a lot, especially with dual career families. A tough time with time famine. How do the two of you deal with this and just finding time to kind of get it all packed in there?
Well, time management is pretty key. We also have 6 kids, they, of course, require a lot of time. The youngest is 4 and the oldest is 13. So it's important that when we have time that's devoted to work, blogging, writing, that we really don't waste it. That's pretty essential.
Mm-hmm. So you really have to manage your time properly. Does this kind of transfer over to your instruction as well? Do you find time management has to be part of that marriage preparation?
100%.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. How to prioritize work and family and God, how to make a family run smoothly, all these things are crucial, because people can learn spiritual truths, but if they don't also learn practical truths, then their marriage is going to be the weaker for it.
Mm-hmm. As a person who was had a successful career, how much did you labor over the decision to be a full-time stay-at-home mom? And obviously with 6 kids, that is probably a double time and a half job.
Well, that's such a big question for so many women, professionally trained
really
women
is.
Today, career women. And it's every woman answers the question a little bit differently. I think God gives a separate kind of vocation, a separate kind of calling to each person as an individual. So I did choose to become a stay-at-home mom, but there are other women who choose differently, and that's what God wants for them too. And who knows what will happen as I get older, that may change. But what happened with us is I always knew I wanted to stay home for the first few years of my kids' lives before they went to school full-time. And the question for us when we first got engaged, really, was when are we going to start that process? We were in our late 20s, and the question was, do we want kids right away or not? And I was not sure, because I was actually on the cusp of partnership. I had been working in the law firm about 10 years, and I was about to be considered for partner, which is a huge deal professionally. And And here I was getting married, and I talked to Manny about it, and I said, should we use NFP to try to avoid pregnancy, you know, use natural family planning, just for a year or so to see if I can make partner? And he looked at me and he said, I am willing to do absolutely anything to support you, to support our children, whether you work or whether you don't, I'll take as many jobs as it takes. But I think we should have the fertility switch as a default to on. You know, he wanted to start right away, and I listened to him, and I thought, you know, he's willing to do what it takes. He's willing to sacrifice anything. And here I am holding back myself from him, from the family, thinking about, you know, trying to make partner first. And what if I got pregnant 6 months after I made partner? Then I'd have to walk away from it anyway.
Right.
And it would just be a professional accomplishment that I achieved and then threw away. That's not fair to me. That's not fair to the firm. And so I said, okay, you know, you're in it 100%. So am I.
My guests are Manny and Carrie Santos, and they have a website, canwecana.com. And when we return in the next segment, we're going to ask Manny and Carrie to talk to us a little bit about their ministry, of this pre-Cana ministry, and what they're doing with that, and also a little bit about the book they're writing. And that's coming up on Finding God's Grace.